माया पृथक ज्ञान आश्री भावमाश्रिता लास्ट पे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कसिंग फोर क्लासेस ऑफ मैन टू कम टू गॉड एंड फोर क्लासेस ऑफ मैन हु डू नॉट कम टू गॉड द फोर क्लासेस ऑफ मैन हु डू नॉट कम टू गॉड दे आर impious, foolish, lowest of the mankind, and their knowledge is taken away by the illusion energy, and they are atheists. Navam duskitanam murha prabaddanti naranha, maya aparhita jnana asuri bhavamashrita. We have discussed this point in detail. The next, the four classes of men, Atva Khati, Jnani Chavharatam. Atva Jijyasu or Khati, Jnani Chavharatam. Four classes of men, who are pious, but at the same time, distressed, poverty stricken, and inquirer and inquisitive of transcendental knowledge and jnani and philosopher. Jiggyasu, inquisitive and philosopher. These four classes of men, they come to God. Now, so far, the four classes of men who do not come to God, that means the impious, the foolish, the lowest of the mankind, whose knowledge has been taken away by the illusory energy and the atheist. Apart from these classes of men, the four classes of men who come to God, just like Artha, distressed, inquisitive, arthati means poverty stricken, and jnani means philosopher. Now, out of these four classes, Lord Krishna says, Tesham jnani nitya citta eko bhakti visishtate. Out of these four classes, man, one who is philosophically trying to understand the nature of God, with devotion, with Krishna consciousness, he is visishtate. Visishtate means he's specially qualified. He's specially qualified. Priyo hi jnanina atyartham aham sacha mama priya. Therefore, a person who is Krishna conscious at the same time philosophically trying to understand what is the nature of God. So, he is very dear to me, Krishna says. He is very dear to me. Because he has no other business than to understand what is God. Others, just like a distressed man, he is in distress, but because he is fire, therefore he believes in God, he goes to the churches, or to the temple, or to the mosque, and pray, my dear Lord, I am very much distressed, kindly help me. But the difficulty of this person is that God does not require to be prayed for asking anything. He is fire, he is distressed, but at the same time he is foolish. Why he is foolish? Because he does not know that God is with me, within my heart. He is sitting along with me, the soul and the super soul. Both of them are sitting together. And God knows everything about me. So, I do not require to pray from God to get me out of this distress. He knows everything. Why shall I pray? He leaves everything to God. He does not pray. He prays. He prays to glorify God. How great you are. Not for his personal interest. Oh God, give me my bread, give me my grace, give me my shelter. That is also good. It's better than the person that Muha, the foolish, the atheist, at the lowest of the mental, to far better. Even he's going and asking in the church, oh God, give me my daily bread. But at the same time, he's less intelligent. Because he does not know that God is with me. And he knows everything about me. Therefore, one who is pure devotee, he does not pray to God for any personal interest. Even if he is distressed, he says, oh Lord, it is your kind. You have put me in distress just to rectify me. I would have been put into more and more thousand times in distress, but you are giving me little, that's all. That is your great mercy. That is his vision. He does not. He is not disturbed. Tullarthamana pamana. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, he doesn't care for all this material distress or insult or honor. Because he is aloof from this. He knows very well that this designation, this honor, or this insult, they are pertaining to my body, but I am not this body. Oh. Just like Socrates was condemned to death because he believed in the immortality of the soul. That he was condemned to death and he was asked to take hemlock or something like that, poison. And the judge wanted the 12 properties, how do you want to be put into the grave? He replied, first of all you catch me, then you put me into the grave. You are dealing with my body nonsense. I am out of this. You will kill me or put me into the grave or whatever you like, I don't mind. First of all, you catch me, then you put me into the grave. So this is one who is completely conversant with Krishna's heart. He knows very well, I am not this person. I am part and parcel of Krishna. My eternal relation is Krishna, but somewhere or other I have been put into this entanglement of this material body. All right. Now I am in sin. I get a loop from, I am not going to be associated with the three qualities of this material nature, as we have discussed in this morning. I am not concerned with the modes of goodness, and modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. I am concerned with Krishna. Therefore, such a learned and was understood his real position and his relationship with Krishna, his gain, he knows. Therefore, he is very much dear to Krishna. And Krishna always guides him. This man, who is in distress, goes and prays to God. That praying of God is an asset to him. But it may be, when he is put into opulence, he forgets God. There is defect in that. But a jnani, one who knows, he'll never forget God. His witness is gone, continues. That therefore Krishna says, Sisham Jnani Nitya Yukta. Jnani is Nitya Yukta. Jnani He is not a jnani, a man in knowledge, who is not eternally engaged in the service of Krishna. There is a class of jnani, impersonalists. They say that because to worship impersonal is very difficult for us, so imagine some form of God. They are not jnani, they are fools. Oh, you cannot imagine the form of God. God is so great that maybe your imagination, but that is not the form of God. That is concoction. Oh, they are called iconographers. There are two classes of man, iconoclast and iconograph. Those who imagine the form of God, they are not jnani, they are iconograph. And those who think that I have killed God or I have finished God, they are iconoclast. That's like in India we have experience. During British days there are Hindu-Muslim riots. So the Hindus could go to the mosque of the Muslims and break it, and the Muslims would go to the temples of the Hindus and break the idol. And they will think that you have finished Hindu's God. Just like Hindus also think, oh, yeah, they have broken their mosque, therefore have broken their God. These are foolishness. In another case I got experience, when there was, non-cooperation movement of Gandhi, the people became riotous and they began to break anything government, especially the post boxes on the street. They thought by breaking the post boxes, they are finishing the post office. So these are foolishness. They are not jnani. One who has got real conception of God, they have no quarrel with each other. All the history of religious fight, Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, non-Christian, they are all ignorant. They are all ignorant. One who is in the knowledge, he knows that God is one. God cannot be Hindu, God cannot be Muslim, God cannot be Christian. God is God. He has no material qualification. It is our conception that God is certain, says God is certain. That is imagination. That is called iconograph. So they are not dead. They are not man in knowledge. Man in knowledge is different. He knows that God is transcendental. That's like even Shankaracharya, the impersonalist. He says, Narayana para abhakya. And in the morning also, we have discussed this man, that one who knows God transcendental, above this material quality, he knows. So therefore, Krishna says here, Pirohi Janina Atyartham. The man who is actually in knowledge of the science of God is very beautiful. Pirohi Janina Atyartham Aham Sata Mamapriya. That is the personal relationship with the devotee of God. The devotee, he does not know anything beyond God, and God also does not know anything beyond his devotee. So sweet relation. God is always after me, as you have discussed many times, that he is sitting in the same tree In this heart, I am sitting, and my friend God is also sitting, super soul, eternal. Wherever I am taking my transmigration, when I leave this body and enter into another world, God also goes there just to see what I am doing. When I shall turn my face towards Him, He is simply waiting. And as soon as I turn my face towards God, He says, my dear son, come on. Satama mapriya. God says, you are eternally dear to me. Now you are turning your face to me. So I am very glad. Therefore, again, one who understands the science of God, simply God is good. That is also very good. But one should understand what is this. That science of God is Srimad Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavata. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the science of God. So, anyone who is actually interested in God, they should study the science of Bhagavad Gita. Vijnanam is science. Jnanam yat paramam guhyam yad vijnanam samannitam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the statement like this. The jnanam is knowledge. Paramam guhyam. Very confidential. Very subtle and confidential. Paramam guhyam. Yad vijnanam samannitam. Which is full of scientific knowledge. Sarhasam, it is full of mystery also. Jnanam me paramam guhyam yad vijnanam samannitam sarhasam tad angancha. And how to understand the different departmental knowledge of God. Grita, gadidam maya. That knowledge can be imparted by God Himself. You cannot manufacture the knowledge of God. Just as you discover some scientific knowledge of this material world, similarly, you cannot discover God by such knowledge. That is not possible. The knowledge of God can be had when it is explained by God Himself or a bona fide representative of God. That is the point. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is fine, yada yada hi dharma sagnani bhavati bharata abhuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamaham. Whenever there is discrepancy in the matter of understanding the science of God, at that time I incarnate myself. Because this whole system is like that it is an opportunity to the conditioned soul to recoup themselves, to come back to God. The whole material creation is there, manifestation is there, to give the cognizant soul an opportunity to recoup himself and to understand what is his relationship with God and come back to God. So anyone who is very much inquisitive and at the same time eager to understand his relationship with God, he is called a jnani, a man in knowledge. And he is very dear to Krishna. It is not a sentiment. By sentiment you talk some nonsense. That is not bhakti. That is not their devotion. Devotion is not sentiment. It is a science. Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Sriti Puranadi Panchara Sriki Vidhir Vina कोई काम की हरे भक्ति उत्पाता एवं कल्पते. He says, that a score of devotion, a score of spiritual, spirituality, a show of devotion, a show of spirituality without reference to the Vedic knowledge, Shruti, Shruti, and corollary to the Vedas, Pancharatri to Vidhin, and the definition of Bhakti Sutra, right, Narada Bhakti Sutra, and such authoritative books. So you can't be Hare Bhakti. If a man is telling himself that he is very great devotee and a man in knowledge, without any reference of the authoritative Shastra book, that is simply disturbance. Utpat means disturbance. The man is saying that he is a great devotee, he is a great man of knowledge, but he has no reference to the books of knowledge. Or the authoritative books. That is simply creating disturbance. That is not religious, it is neither divorce and nothing. So, this Krishna consciousness is a science. We have to take it scientifically, as they are described in the authoritative books. And test it by your reason and arguments and knowledge. And follow it. It is science. It is not sentiment. Whatever we are doing here, the dancing, singing, and everything, it is all fantasy. Simply you have to understand. Therefore, Jnani, only a person who is in knowledge, who is his knowledge of the science of Krishna, he can make an rapid advancement, and he is very dear to Krishna. Because it's slow but sure, he is making sure progress. There is no sentiment. Jnani, priyahi jnanina atyartham, atyartham, it's very aham. Krishna is very dear to the person in knowledge, and that man is also very dear to Krishna. Reciprocal. If you love Krishna, then Krishna will love more than you. You can watch. What capacity has got to love Krishna? But Krishna in love, he has got immense capacity. So that is the fact. Now what is the next? Now, Krishna says, उदारा सर्वैवै ते ज्ञानी चात्मैव मे मतम् आश्रिता सही युक्तात्मा मामेव अनुत्तमां गते. Now those persons, those who are distressed and those who are poverty stricken, they go to God, they pray to God. Now Krishna is accepting their endeavor. Udara, Sarve, they are all of them, these four classes of men, either he is coming to me in distress, or being poverty stricken, or as inquisitive, or as real a man of knowledge. They are welcome. They are welcome. Udara, they are very good. Sarve, but out of them, Jnani to Atmaiva Mehmata is still that person who is in knowledge is very guilty. Still, he is confined. So one should be in knowledge. Devotional service, it is fine. And why others are welcome? Those who are distressed have come to God, and those who are in poverty stricken have come to God. Why they are also welcome? They are welcome in the sense that because they have come to God, in course of time, they will also become as good as a man in knowledge, in the country. But generally, it happens, one goes to the church for some profit. If the profit is not there, he says it is lost. The gift of all connection is church. I have got information from one of my god brothers. He's German. He told me that during war time, Navy German, they went to war, and their wife, sister, all women class, they went to church and prayed for the return of their husband, brother, or son, but they did not return, and all of them became atheists. Oh, there is no God. There is no God. Sometimes it happens like that, that we want God as my order supplier. If he does not supply the order, then he becomes no God. There is no God. That is the defect of this kind of prayer. But if they continue, now I'll give you one example. There was a little boy, 5 years old, a royal family, Maharaj Dhruva. He was insulted by his stepmother. The little boy was sitting on the lap of his father, and his stepmother dragged the boy. Oh, you cannot sit down, sit on the father, on the lap of your father, because you are not born of me. Oh, the boy became very much angry, because he was the son of a Kshatriya. They are in most of passion. So he took it a great insight, and he went to his own mother. The skin has 2 points. The senior queen had this boy, and the junior queen had no son. So junior queen was very much envious of this boy. So she dragged the boy from the lap of his father. But the boy felt insulted. He went to his mother and cried, "Mother, my junior mother has insulted me in this way. Oh, yes, my boy, what can I do? I'm helpless. Your father does not like me. Then, how can I take revenge? Oh, my dear boy, you are helpless. If God helps you, then he can take revenge. Because womanly character. Oh, where is God? He says, oh, I understand. So many great sages and saints go to the jungle and forest. They see God there. They undergo penances and austerity and then find God there. Oh, he at once went to the forest. Then he was asking the tiger, oh, you are God. The elephant, you are God. In this way, when Narayan saw, oh, this boy is very much inquisitive. So he sent Narad, said, go and see what is the condition of this boy. So Narad came. Narad is the agent of God. My dear boy, you are royal, you belong to the royal family. You cannot suffer all this penance and austerity. Please go back to your home. Your father is very much anxious for you. Your mother is very much anxious for you. The boy says, my dear sir, you don't try to deceive me in that way. If you know something about God, how can I see God? Then tell me. Otherwise, go ahead. Don't disturb. So, he was far hesitant. Now, this boy was initiated by Narada. When he saw that this boy is determined, then he initiated him and gave him mantra just. Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. He chanted that mantra and became perfect. And God came before him. Now, when God came before him, God offered him, my dear Dhruva, what do you want? Take whatever you like. Then Dhruva said, my dear sir, Sana Vilasis Tapasi Situham. I was situated in this serious type of peril simply for the matter of my father's kingdom, a land. ආනන්දාසිස්තවසීසිතෝහම් ස්වාං ප්‍රාප්තුමාන දේවමුනින්න ගියම් බක් ආ I have now seen you and you please impossible to be seen even by the great sages and great saints back to me. So, what is my prophecy? Nakatam vitinnam apivibharatnam. As if I came out of my home to find out some particles of glass, but I have found out a very valuable diamond. Kamil kitakosmi varangna jate. Oh, I am satisfied. I have no necessity of asking. So, if anyone, either in distress condition, or in poverty stricken, if he goes to God, and just has the same determination as Dhruva, that I must see God and take this benediction from God. And if he happens to God, see God, if he understands God, then it's, no more wants to have anything material. He understands that all this material nonsense is foolish. I have God the real. Janglam dhasaparanglaham manatinavitam tatha. Who is gaining, he'll find in the Bhagavad Gita. When one actually in Krishna consciousness, he does not want anything. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Samin kitathosni varangnaja. My dear Lord, I am fully satisfied. I don't worry. I am not distressed. I am not poverty distressed. I am well-being. There is no comparison of my access. That position becomes true. Therefore, Krishna says that Udara, they are also good because gradually they will come to this understanding. Because Granny knows that what are these material things? They are only figuring. Suppose I get too much wealth and too much everything. What is this material? La puja pratishtha. This material assets are three. Something I want, some gain out of my work, profit. And puja. Puja means people will adore me. Oh, you are such a rich man. You are so great man. La puja and pratishtha and fame. People may know me that I am Carnegie, I am Rockefeller, I am Billa. But he does not know that Billa and Rockefeller is this body. As soon as this body is finished, all Billa and Rockefeller is finished, then I do not know whether I am entering into cat or dog. Because after finishing this body, you are neither Birla, neither Rakusala. You are a silly soul. And according to your own karma, according to your work, your own work, you have to enter another body, which is different from Birla and Kandi. Then he knows. So why shall I bother myself for this temporary designation? That is genius. He's genius. He's man in knowledge. I am pure soul. My eternal connection is Krishna. The Supreme Lord. Let me establish that connection very firmly so that Krishna may take me back into his kingdom. That is my vision. So, this is a preference to the journey, that's all. Oh no. So, these are who come to the center of God being distressed or being poverty stricken, they are also welcome because there may be chance that one day he may be fully in knowledge. So I don't want all this material things. I want simply you. That is my mission. That is my life mission. One should take it like that. Then there is perfect life. The whole, cosmic situation is giving us all facilities that you should enjoy. So far God is concerned, you get all things supplied by you, as supplied by God. You have got enough grain, you have got enough fruit, you have got enough meat, you have got everything enough. You eat it, live peacefully, because what is my want of this body? Ahara mitra bhayamai sunancha. You can eat. Ahara means eating. So you can eat in sufficiently. Nidra, you can make shelter. God has given you so many food, so many plants you can get, make your home. That's all right. Pleasure, peacefully. And ahara nidra bhaya. And you can defend as far as possible. Then, you want sex life, all right. There are so many women, get them married. Live peacefully. And culture, God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. That arrangement is there. Why don't you do it? Why do you want more and more, more and more, more and more? This is foolishness. So far your material necessity has concerned. Oh, there is enough. All right. You are eating. Can your manufacturing process can supply eating from the factory? No. Then why do you bother about the factory? Why you spoil your energy? Just eat. Be satisfied. Whatever God has given you. And conquer. Devote yourself. For reviving your eternal relationship with God. Plain living and high thinking. That is the best type of thing. You want sex? Can you manufacture sex in the factory? No. Then it is supplied by God. So everything, whatever you require, that is supplied by God. You take advantage of it. And be God conscious or Krishna conscious. That is your business. So, God has given us all facilities to come to Him. But we are unfortunate. And He has given us still more facilities in this age. Because in this age, we are all unfortunate, short living. So, if we have no facilities for the primary necessities of life, ahara nidra bhayamai sunancha, eating, sleeping, and defending and mating. These things are absolutely necessary for keeping the body fit. But we have no such arrangement even that. In this age. There are so many people who have no shelter, so many people who have no food, so many people who have no marriage life, no sex life. And there are so many people not dependent from the onslaught of nature. This age is like that. Therefore, in this age, Lord Chaitanya recommended, but because I have no facility even for my material body, still, I have to make progress in my spiritual life. How to do it? Harinnama, 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 yokevalam, kalona, sevana, 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 to just all a charge, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Never mind you are in factory, never mind you are in health, never mind you are in, the size of our houses. Go on, charge, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Rupa, Rama. There is no expense. There is no bath. There is no caste, there is no creed, there is no color, anyone. Chant and give, chant. Nidhava sarvit jnani tantmi tumi matam asitam sahi yuktatma mameva anuttamam gati. So, somewhere or other, if anyone comes in contact with God, God contacts them, a Krishna consciousness, and he prosecutes the energy rightly under the direction of a bona fide guide, then he is sure to go back. What is China?
All right. Any questions?